I'm Keith Hall with Jazz Currents. Join me as we listen to the music of bassist Bob Cranshaw. Bassist Bob Cranshaw grew up in Evanston, Illinois, where he played piano and drums before switching to bass and tuba in high school. Let's hear Bob on the bass from trumpeter Lee Morgan's 1965 recording of Yes I Can, No You Can't. After high school in the early 1950s, Cranshaw met drummer Walter Perkins, and a few years later they formed the group the Modern Jazz 2 plus 3. Now this was a quintet which first included Paul Serrano on trumpet, Nick Hill on tenor saxophone, and Muhal Richard Abrams on piano. The group recorded in 1957, but the personnel soon changed. MJT plus 3 then included trumpeter Willie Thomas, Frank Strozier on alto sax and flute, along with pianist Muhal Richard Abrams, who was eventually replaced by Harold Mayburn. Let's hear the new personnel and Bob Cranshaw with the Modern Jazz 2 plus 3 from the 1961 recording Make Everybody Happy. This is Sleepy. Thank you. Chicago team of drummer Walter Perkins and bassist Bob Cranshaw also toured out of New York City with vocalist Carmen McRae. And in 1959, Walter Perkins asked Cranshaw to be in a trio with the great tenor saxophonist Sonny Rollins at the Playboy Jazz Festival in Chicago. Cranshaw was naturally very excited and a bit nervous for his opportunity, but he didn't even meet Rollins until they walked on stage. That day, the Sonny Rollins Trio performed for 68,000 people at Chicago Stadium with no rehearsal or even a set list. Afterwards, Rollins invited Bob to be in his band permanently, and the two have been playing together for more than 50 years. Here's a bit of Bob Cranshaw on his first recording with Sonny Rollins called The Bridge. This includes Jim Hall on guitar and Ben Reilly on drums playing Without a Song. Even though Cranshaw is best known for working with Sonny Rollins, he's also performed with Wes Montgomery, Coleman Hawkins, Johnny Hodges, Ella Fitzgerald, just to name a few. His bass work also appeared on many popular recordings on the Blue Note label during its heyday in the 1960s, including those of Horace Silver, Bobby Hutcherson, Grant Green, Joe Henderson, Hank Mobley, and Lee Morgan's Sidewinder. The Sidewinder became a classic, partly because of the dance beat Billy Higgins played on the drums, and also because of the funky bass line Cranshaw came up with in the studio. Originally, the Sidewinder was not a tune the band had rehearsed. But as the recording was coming to an end, Lee Morgan and the band needed one more tune. Lee Morgan went into the bathroom and was gone for a long time. The band wasn't sure what was going on, but after about 20 minutes, Morgan reemerged and passed out some music. The tune he had just written was the now famous Sidewinder. Here is the title track from the 1963 Lee Morgan recording of The Sidewinder. Cranshaw was one of the early jazz bassists to trade his upright for an electric bass. Of course, he was criticized for this by some jazz purists, but eventually he was forced to switch to it because of a back injury that he'd suffered in a serious car accident. Even though Cranshaw had recorded and toured with top jazz acts, he also enjoyed a parallel career in theater, orchestras, and television. He spent time in the house band on Saturday Night Live, and he became best known for his work during the late 60s and 70s on television's Sesame Street and The Electric Company.
Sunny day, sleeping up.
Bassist Bob Cranshaw is now 83 years old and still going strong. He continues to tour with Sonny Rollins and has become an important advocate for the local 802 Musicians Union in New York City. He has never been considered a jazz giant, but he is well respected for his consistent excellence as a bass player and his generosity as a person. Let's close our show with another classic recording, which includes the bass of Bob Cranshaw. This is the title track from tenor saxophonist Joe Henderson's 1964 recording, Inner Urge. Thank you. I'm Keith Hall, and Jazz Currents is produced at WMUK with support provided by the Irving S. Gilmore Foundation and the Western Michigan University School of Music. Be sure to check out WMUJazz.com for upcoming jazz events. And make sure you get out and experience some live jazz. See you soon.